The PK Podcast. Welcome to the PK
Podcast.
You know, that's not exactly where I expected to go with it, but welcome to the PK Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nicholas Rodriguez.
And I'm your other host, Juan Rodriguez.
Juan Rodriguez, what are you, a pastor?
I'm a pastor. You're a kid.
Am I a kid? You're a kid.
That's right. The PK Podcast. That's right. Pastor, we're here to talk about life, love, and
spirituality through the eyes of a pastor.
And his son.
That's me. I'm the son.
I'm the dad.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening. I know we got a lot of loyal listeners that listen back to back to back to back to back.
Woo.
Whether or not you are on a car ride or if you're trying to fall asleep or maybe you just woke up and
Mowing the lawn.
Cleaning the house.
Doing laundry.
Cooking. Drawing. Doing homework. It don't matter.
We're glad you're listening to us while you're doing those things.
Regardless. and if you listen to us that much, maybe you should rate.
Rate us.
5 stars.
Share it.
Because then it can get to more people, and then more people can do that.
Let people know.
Yeah, it's cool to know that there are actually people listening to the podcast. Like, people actually listen to this
thing.
People
actually want to hear us.
And they actually want to hear us, funnily enough. And they don't even just, like, listen to the ones with, like, a deep message. Like, some of these people are out here listening to, like, our our Avengers episode.
Yes. We don't know why.
or our space episode.
Or our media episode.
What do you mean? The media episode was so good.
It came out.
Yes.
It did.
The media episode was a great look into the Christian media industry.
Right.
I thought it was fantastic, and anybody who listens to that, I hope it sparked you to be creative and, to bring some beautiful stuff to the Christian world.
Bring it.
Spread the word, baby. Okay. That's not what matters right now.
Nope.
What matters right now is a little something my daddy wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Bring it to the table. Tell the people what you want to talk about here.
I want to talk about social media. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
You guys know that noise. I know you do.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Social media. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about social media. Let's talk about, you know, you're old.
I am.
Right?
I am.
Hopping on the social media train.
Yes.
You still dabble in a little bit of Facebook.
I dabble on Facebook. Yes,
sometimes,
I do.
Sometimes you'll hit up Instagram, and I want to say this.
Insta.
Me and many of my friends find your Instagram to be extremely entertaining. We love, what's it called? This one right here where it was a picture of food.
Yeah.
And then it was a picture of the plate without any food on it.
Right.
And you should follow my dad on Instagram, Juan Rodriguez. 101489. I don't know why it's that long.
I don't know either.
But did you delete the one of the food?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, kid.
You had one of a plate of food.
That's so sad. There's no telling. I don't know.
Okay. So here, let me go to another one of my favorites then.
All right. Go ahead.
There's one here where you're making this funny face. Yeah. And it says, ever since I was vaccinated, I have gained more weight. This is not a cool side effect. Or maybe. Lol. What do you even mean, or maybe? What's the or maybe? Where there's a possibility that the side effects of gaining weight due to the vaccine is awesome. Like, what?
Well, I was making fun of people that say vaccines do a lot of things.
Right, like give you autism or make you zombies or whatever.
So I was poking at them, and that was kind of like, you know, hello, lol, maybe. Like, it really doesn't. The vaccine doesn't impact my weight gain or loss of weight.
Oh, so you weren't saying, or maybe it's a good thing. You were saying, or maybe it's not the vaccine.
Exactly.
Maybe it's just that I like food a lot.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Also, one of you and Boo Boo next to a car that says, it was my birthday the other day, and Odalis got me this car as a gift. I don't know where she got that cash, but I'm grateful for my wife. Never mind. these other humans walking in the background, we were not in a mall.
We're not in a mall.
you really fooled everyone there.
I know. I think I did.
So that's why I think
people
that
think I'll be driving. What was that car? It starts with an M, I think, right?
Let me see. It's a McLaren.
A McLaren. Nice car.
Yeah, McLaren. That's Boo Boo's dream car right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I was about to go on a tangent talking about my dream car.
Yeah.
But I already did that in another episode. Do you remember where we talked about? I don't remember what the topic was for the episode.
I don't remember.
Oh yet. Yeah, maturing.
Maturing. Oh yeah, that's coming out this season.
Yeah,
if you haven't heard it yet.
And we talked about. We just randomly started going, "What's your dream car?" talking about that. Anyways. Done with that. Social media. I just want to talk about my dad's social media that I think he uses it for a very funny reason.
Yes.
And it's to make little jokes, but like sometimes he'll do like really nice, like spiritual things.
That's right. Deep.
Yeah. Deep nice stuff. Things like little daily devotion things.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's like, this vaccine might be making me fat, or maybe. Lol.
So the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. I think that social media is good. And this is why I think it's good.
Oh, okay.
I think that when you are on Facebook, for example, and you're able to connect with people, with old friends, and talk to them, see how they're doing, or even like someone needs prayer and they're struggling with something in life, whether it be a sickness or whatever, and they're reaching out to you, and you have this community of people that gather around to pray for someone.
Yeah.
So I've seen miracles happening. I've seen people's lives touch. I've seen people's sickness go away. You know, it's an awesome thing to see. And then you stay connected with people and let them know.
Even if it's loosely.
You're there for them, even if it's loosely. So I think that all that kind of stuff, and you keep up with people, right? People sometimes post about their lives and what's happening. You see, like, people that you knew when they were kids, and now they're, like, big adults.
Fat.
Well, not fat, but, you know, they're tall and they're maturing, and it's just crazy to see that. And so that's why I think that social media is cool. You know, I'm talking about specifically Facebook for me now. And really, Facebook is really the most social media definition of what social media really is. Because
why do you say that?
Because Facebook is the only one that deals with people coming together in a group. Like, you can create a group. You can create places where you can actually meet and talk. And Instagram was never originally that way. It was just showing pictures and posting stuff.
Instagram doesn't really isn't really community based.
Exactly. So really, Facebook is the one that really has become most community based.
Twitter has become community based too. The only issue is that Twitter's community sucks.
Well, yeah, that could be. You know, I'm not too much into Twitter, but even that is not like necessarily like real social, like togetherness groups. Like, Facebook is very intentional on, you can actually create a group within your even business. You can create a group like within.
Right.
You can create these places where you can meet up, not just on, you know, through Facebook, or you can meet up together in a place, you know, you decide, stuff like that. Very easily done through that, as opposed to the other mediums. But as a whole, I dropped there.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that.
Collateral damage.
We're good.
PK Podcast collateral damage.
I accidentally hit how do you call it here? An iPad.
Here,
but it's good. I saved it from falling.
This episode is crazy.
So I'm flinging arms as if I'm talking, so in a very passionate way. So I need to hold my arms together.
Well,
so anyways,
I can tell how excited, how giddy you are about this topic. You love social media.
So social media is good. I think connecting with people. I also think social media is good because you're able to share with someone a message, whether it be through video or whether it be through a post or something that you write. You can share with people that are out there that maybe don't know about your life or don't know about your life. You can somehow connect with other people that way so that they can see a message about love, a message about truth, a message about God. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be any of those things. So I think social media is good for all those things that I'm talking about. And I think that if you're able to be real and be authentic and be genuine on social media, I think that's also a good thing, because you're not trying to, you know, again, throw out an agenda and stuff like that. You know, and I've also noticed when I put a post up recently that I did a blog, And I put it out there, and it went out to like the, it went to like Australia and Great Britain and United States, like different countries. Mm-hmm. People were reading it. But it got a hold of some atheists, and they went crazy cussing and they were mad, and they were trashing God and all that kind of stuff.
This was on Facebook?
This was on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I hit some of those because they were really bad, as in, like, you know, bad words. But
stuff you don't want to show up on your page for right. families. And right.
But I did get into conversation with some of them. Mm. And it was a very interesting conversation, you know, where, you know, we actually started talking as human beings. And I think that's where we're going from good to bad. That's where social media can be bad. When you start posting hate posts and trying to make yourself better than others.
Haters.
When you're not being genuine about your life, like, you know, everybody knows that you're about to get a divorce, but you're putting up, I love my husband, I love my wife, he's the best. You know, I think that that's kind of hypocritical. So that
Have
can
you
be
seen
bad.
That before?
Oh, yes.
What?
And so.
But that's Facebook still, right?
Yeah. No, or Instagram.
Oh, because see, yeah. Facebook to me is like, it's become almost like a radioactive, like, post-apocalyptic wasteland. Like, people are posting stuff from Minions
interestingly
to
enough,
political opinions to right. that kind of stuff.
Interestingly enough, though, because Facebook is changing the way it does some things, interestingly enough, that there was a study done lately, and there's more... Generation Z, which would be your generation and younger,
uh-huh.
that is getting on Facebook more than ever before.
Why?
Because they're focused on creating groups. And also with this whole metaverse stuff, you know, that changes the game a little bit.
But I mean, Facebook Marketplace for me is the only reason why I go on Facebook.
Well, that's you. But I'm saying people, according to the study, people your age,
well,
younger,
I'm just saying, like, I wonder,
into it.
I wonder if that's one of the reasons.
It could be.
Because I know a lot of people that are on it for that reason, too.
So I think, but you're right, the bad about social media, again, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, is people wanting to make themselves better than the other person, you know, trying to push their ideas, their political agendas, their hatred,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. That there's no place for that, you know. I think that's wrong, and people just hide behind their post, you know, and then they go off. And I think that's where it becomes a bad place. It becomes very toxic. And I know of people that just can't handle that, and they're like, they have to go on this social media fast.
Right, like a cleanse.
A cleanse, a purging from their mind from reading all these toxic posts. And I'm thinking, I don't even understand that. Why are you going to go on a fast? Just don't read the post.
Just don't go on the app.
Or don't read the post. Well, you know, there's plenty of posts out there that you can see that are good.
But they're, the thing is that people are drawn to stuff like that. They see it. They're going to have to read it. They have to go. Like, they can't just ignore it.
Well, then you have issues because it's like you love the chaos and you like the toxicity and you're like going to go down that rabbit hole.
It's either that or it's like curiosity.
Yeah.
Right. And then curiosity can a lot of times lead to you just feeling bad because it's like, oh, I was curious to see what this person thinks about me or about this. And then you read it and you go, man, I knew they were going to say something bad, but I was just too curious to read because, like, just in case.
Don't read it.
It goes back into like mid 2000s social media culture where, if you remember on Facebook, it used to be swiping through and it goes, like this post. If you are on the devil's army, like this post, if you love Jesus and you believe and you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus, you love him, keep scrolling. If you keep scrolling, then you're on the devil's army, right? Uh-huh. There are people who like that post because it manipulates the mind in a very specific way, right? To where it's you don't even have to be... you don't even have to have problems to feel like you have to like that post because something has been put in front of your face. I definitely think you have to be susceptible to manipulation. You have to be susceptible and mm-hmm. probably weak of mind, right?
Yeah, weak-minded, yeah.
But, you know, some people, they see that and they go, I mean, even myself, when I would scroll through Facebook, right, and I would see something like that, I would be scrolling through and then I'd see that and I'd pause on it for a second and then I'd just keep scrolling, right? Because it literally puts the image in front of your head. You are reading the words in front of your face. If you don't like this, you don't love Jesus.
Right.
And I mean, for somebody like me who was suffering, especially with OCD at that time, like I saw that and that was killing me, dude. Like, I was like, man, if I don't like this, then I'm on the devil's side, right? But I mean, I still didn't like it because I wasn't that much of like a, you know, I wasn't right. dumb.
You
right?
were almost there, but you didn't
I was almost
that.
There. It almost got me.
So yeah, that's where social media is bad.
And people do that now too. You know, people are bringing that back on Instagram. On their stories, they post things that say, "React to this, to this, or repost this on your story if you believe that Black Lives Matter.
Right.
If you don't think that Black Lives Matter, keep scrolling." And then it says, in parentheses, it's even worse. It's like a threat. Mm-hmm. It says, I can see who keeps scrolling. Bro. Okay. What are you going to do to me, dude?
Thanks for sharing.
Some of my peers, like, you know, people I haven't talked to in a long time, but you know, people that were my friends, they post this, like maybe like friends in high school or something. Mm-hmm. They'll post something like this, and I keep scrolling. And the thing that goes in my mind is, what, are they going to hate me now?
Maybe.
Like, they think that I don't think Black Lives Matter just because I didn't repost the thing. Because the fact of the matter is that if I'm going to repost something on my story, it's going to be something that's like, with every single repost, we give money to starving children in Africa, or we help the homeless, or we plant a tree. Right. You know what I mean? Because that's actually doing something.
Right.
If that post,
if they're really doing it, right?
Well, you hope that they're doing it. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's say they're not doing it, okay? You have nothing to lose. You're not giving them money. You're just resharing the thing. It takes like a millisecond of your time. But I'm not going to repost something that essentially contains a threat inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a, I know who you are.
Right.
What the heck? I'm not going to repost that. Maybe if it just said Black Lives Matter or whatever, like, yeah, sure. I think that Black Lives do matter, right? But, but if it contains a threat, then I'm not going to mess with that. I don't want to threaten anybody into feeling like they have to repost something.
Right, exactly. And that's where, again, it gets ugly. It gets ugly when people try to manipulate you and push their agenda. It gets ugly when you're not being genuine and real with what you're posting. Right. I think those things are just, you know, like we're talking about the good, the bad. So it gets bad and then it gets ugly, right? It gets ugly when people start taking things so serious.
Oh, yeah.
They become so serious about a political side, and then it just gets ugly because people don't agree with them, and people have actually lost friendships. Like, I know—
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Not just young people. I know of, like—
Old people.
Older people who have lost friendships over posts that they were placed, and they disagreed with each other, and it kind of spilled over to real life. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, I can no longer be your friend because you believe this way. And I'm thinking, that doesn't even make sense. The good, the bad, the ugly of social media is that kind of junk happening.
Right, right. And I mean, again, I think that it's much like, I say again, like I said this before, but, you know, I think that it's much like life, right? And I think that that's probably why people get sucked into social media so easily and that becomes their life. Because a lot of the rules of social media are kind of the same as the rules of life, right?
Yeah.
You could say the very same, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It goes by a lot of the same rules. Life is, of course, good, but the bad of life is this, and the ugly of life is this. You know what I mean? So it's why people get so sucked in, and it applies the same for life, too. If you take yourself so seriously, you know, and you're— Well, so many bad things grow from that, right? There's the dramaticism, there's the inability to take things lightly, right? You're quick to anger, you're slow to forgive, stuff like that. Things like when you really take yourself so seriously, it's almost like a form of idolizing yourself, right? Not in the sense of like, wow, I'm so great, I'm so amazing, but it's a lot more discreet. It's like a lot more discreet of a way to idolize yourself. Where it's like, you would only take yourself so seriously, that seriously, if you felt that you were truly that important in comparison to another person.
Mm. And I think that also goes to like when people are posting stuff about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, you know, the selfie, all that kind of stuff. I love doing selfies. I think it's awesome.
Evidently, yeah.
But if I put a selfie up and you're like, dude, you look so corny and stuff like that, I have the personality is like, whatever. But
right.
some people don't have that personality, and they could be like, oh, my goodness, they think I'm ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, they think there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And so that's where the bad and ugly part of social media comes into play, too, is because now they're putting their self-esteem based on what people say about them.
My attractiveness is based off of one person pointing out that I look goofy in a photo.
And that's true. See, it can be over-exaggerated, right? You could have like 15 compliments. It's like, oh, you're beautiful,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And have that one person say you're ugly, and then you're like, the whole world thinks I'm ugly.
Right, like I'm an ugly person. How do I prove to this person that I'm attractive?
And then you're like, look, dude or dudette, look.
Dude or dudette.
Dude or dudette. There is one person out of 16 that just told you you're ugly.
Yeah.
Listen to the 15 voices that are speaking up
right.
on your behalf.
But I mean, for some people, that might be the only comment. Right. For some people, that might be the only comment. And in reality, at the end of the day, right,
there's a delete button, too. You can delete the comment.
Well, yeah, but that's not really what matters. What matters is that somebody told them that they were that they looked goofy. At the same time, I don't know. Who cares? You thought you looked good in the picture. And if people tell you that you don't, I mean, you thought you looked good. Where is it going to change that you think that you look good? You know what I mean? And sometimes the photo is supposed to be goofy. Right. The way that I have used my Instagram, right, that I've kind of, I've kind of, this is a big word I'm going to use, terraform.
Terraform.
You know what that means?
No, I'm thinking formation of the land.
Terraforming my Instagram, essentially it was like a purge, but not like a purge of like I'm taking a break, more so I wasn't purging social media. I archived into a private bookmarking thing all of my old posts.
All your old posts, okay.
Right. And now what I've been doing ever since the first one was on my birthday,
okay.
I've been doing daily collages, which you know about, right?
Yeah.
Where essentially, because what my posts used to be was that it was just a collection of photos and then a caption to represent it. Usually it would be like a song lyric or something.
Okay.
But the stories... Because I like doing it so much, but I didn't want to post them every single day, right? And, you know, so I did that thing on my birthday, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the perfect evolution of this. Every single day, I'm going to post a collage of photos in a creative way, like a little scrapbook,
okay,
right? And then I'm going to put a song to it that fits the tone of it so that I'm going to be able to go through and eventually have thousands of things I can go back on. I remember exactly what happened on that day. I remember that day. This was the feeling for this day. All this kind of stuff and go through. And it's really special to me. And people have really been liking it. Like, I got my buddy Jack. My buddy Jack is doing it now. My friend Brendan is doing it now.
Cool.
And just today I found out that my buddy Ethan David is also doing it.
Awesome.
Right? So it's a, you know, I don't want to say I'm a trendsetter.
You're trendsetting on social
media. But, you know, originally when I did it on my birthday, it was something that I did that was actually born from a very negative emotion.
Okay.
And the feeling that I had was just kind of this feeling of, I don't know, like this feeling of loneliness that I had, right? And I wanted, I don't know, I wanted people to see me.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, I was with people every single day, right? And again, I wanted people to see me, like, so it made me feel less lonely. The fact that people were looking at me on my day-to-day life.
So you turned an ugly part of your life
and
on social media became good.
Oh, exactly. In that sense, what that kind of transformed into, right, what was birthed from something very negative became something very positive because now it's not about people seeing me. It's about me looking back and having this scrapbook, this daily scrapbook of my life. Even sometimes they don't even have any images of me. They're just images of other people or pictures that I found funny. And then the song. Usually the song I put in accordance of how I felt that day. Or maybe I ask somebody else to what they would put. And I like every couple of days, I go through and I rewatch every single one already. I already reminisce on them. Because it just like I just remember. And it's so good because there are some of those days where I felt really bad. Some of those days that are amazing, right? So, you know, I just go through and I look at it. I go on my birthday. And I'm like, man, this really was from a very negative space. And I mean, if I'm being completely open, if I'm going to get very vulnerable, the specific reason why I started it was because I wanted certain people to see it. And I wanted them to see it because I wanted them to see me.
Gotcha.
Right? And again, it was very, is vain the right word? What's the word vain mean?
Maybe. Vain, like, you know, you're proud, self-proud, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was almost like a false vanity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because okay. Because I wasn't. But I wanted them to see me because I knew that people seeing me would, these specific people seeing me would make them think of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me feel less alone.
Mm.
Very specific feeling, and maybe not even less alone, maybe just more so it made me feel like I was still a part of certain people's lives.
And I think that people actually use social media for that you're seeing right now.
Yes.
Because we're going through what they call a lonely epidemic.
Yeah.
And there's actually a book written that talks about this.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. It just came out. But it deals with generations just feeling lonely, not just younger generations, like older generations too. There's like this loneliness that they're going through and they're struggling with right now. And social media is not helping because social media sometimes makes people feel lonely. But the good about social media is that it can do the opposite effect, and actually you can start connecting with other people.
Which is...
And make you feel better.
Which is exactly what this thing made me do. Mm. And I really think that, you know, God took it and kind of made it a tool for me to be better. Because before I was looking back on them and I was like, oh, I know some people saw this and now they're thinking of me, right? Instead, it became, it turned into me realizing that when I looked through the photos, I saw so many pictures of people in my life that I loved, right?
Mm.
And I was like, man, you know, these people are here. You know, that's the difference, that these people are here. And this needs to turn into a celebration of those moments and those people and the life that I'm living, rather than a longing for something else.
Mm.
Right? So every single time I see it and I play the music and I see that and I go, man, this is a celebration of that day.
Hmm.
This is a party for that day. That's why I have the music. That's why in every single one I have like this video of people doing this really hype dance. Like always, it's a celebration of that day, of those people who made that day, of the things that happened, of the pictures I saw, you know, just stuff like that. And then I have really special moments like my New Year's one, where I took every single collage I did and then I put a video of us celebrating New Year's right in the center of it. And it was just like, I look back on it and I was like, man, this is so cool. It just, you know, and it's also something that at the end of the day, I go, oh, I got to do this. Feels like something I got to do. You know what I mean? And I always remember to do it because I want to make a little celebration, you know? It's just been cool, and I'm glad that other people have been getting into it too, because I think that it is like the prime way to use social media. Not to be sought out,
mm-hmm.
not to feel appreciated,
mm-hmm.
not to stop feeling lonely,
mm-hmm.
right? Or not to fill a void.
Okay.
Or even just to post things that you look cute in. Post things that you look cute, right? I do it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you think you look cute,
mm-hmm.
right? But when you're posting that, I think the reason of posting it being, oh, I need people to see that I look cute right now,
mm-hmm.
right? And I mean, trust me, that thought goes through my head too,
mm-hmm.
right? But the idea needs to be, again, a celebration of today, of this moment, of this, you know, reworking of my mind.
24-hour period of your life.
Yeah, just a celebration. And whether that's on your story and you do it every day, or if that's a post, you do it every week. Dude, do whatever you want. As long as the reason why you're doing it is to be like again, a look back, an appreciation in pictures or through music or through anything.
So really, just like life, you know, social media, all those things that we're talking about here, you know, you can find the good, the bad, the ugly in all of it. And it all comes down to the motives on why you do what you do. I think that makes a huge part of why do you post things? You know, are you posting it to get at someone? Are you posting it because you want people to see you? Are you posting it because you want people to know what's happening with your life, and you know that way it's going to connect with other people that see you, and like they can know what's happening. Here's my family. Look right. at my kids. They're big now. It's their birthday. Let's celebrate together with them.
And I think that, that's a beautiful reason.
Yeah, and so the motives behind of what you do with social media are probably something that needs to be taken into consideration more than it does today.
Which, again, just like life.
Just like
your approach to life needs to be taken into consideration before you take your perform actions.
Now, there is something that we haven't talked about in the social media world, and it's not necessarily like social media, but when you look at the purest form of the word when it comes to social media, but it is something that's considered that, and that is TikTok.
TikTok.
I love me some TikToks.
Is TikTok really a social media, though?
I don't think it really is. It's just posting videos you know, and stuff like
TikTok is a lot like, do you remember Vine, Dad?
Right, yes. I heard about it.
TikTok is like the evolved Chinese-owned Vine.
Right. And so, but I just want to say, since it's in that realm, since it falls under quote-unquote social media.
Okay.
I just want to say that TikTok is good, bad, and ugly as well.
Why do you say that?
Man, TikTok has the funniest videos.
TikTok is hilarious.
Ever. And this is why TikTok kind of addicts people, because you watch one video, right?
Uh-huh.
And you like it or you see it and you scroll, and then 15 seconds later or 30 seconds later or a minute later, you know, you go to the next video and it also makes you laugh. So you're having all these laughing things and your endorphins are working.
And you need more of it.
And you need more of it, right. So it becomes very addicting because people are like, wow, that was hilarious. I want to feel that. I want to laugh again. And you see the next one and I want to laugh again.
There's
and
also
before
that,
you know it.
There's that part of the brain that goes off when you do something like this with your
right.
finger.
That is true.
There's like a satisfaction you gain from
that is
continuing
true.
To do that.
But I think also there's an addictive behavior of wanting to feel more like that as you watch these videos.
Oh yeah, no, of course. That's definitely the main thing.
And then I understand why some of the young people that I know will stay on there for 3 hours.
I have.
Whoa. I have never stayed on any
social
media
okay.
for 3 hours.
Rewind. Not 3 hours. I have been on TikTok for it like most, probably like an hour 45, 2 hours. Yeah, it's still a long time.
It's still a long time.
But sometimes it's just too funny, man, because the cool thing about TikTok is that if you do what I did, and a lot of people, you need to start doing this if you want TikTok to be to its full potential, mm-hmm. right? You need to say when you don't like something on TikTok, right?
You
need
to
do
that?
You can hold down the video and says not interested.
Oh.
Do the not interested.
I didn't know that.
Like the things that you only the things that you love,
right.
you should like them.
Exactly.
Because then you will
the
only consistently get things that you're not just tolerant of,
right.
but things that you genuinely think are the most gut-bustingly hilarious things on the face of the planet.
Right, yeah.
Which is why my TikTok, I love being on there, because every single video is a guaranteed banger. Literally every single video makes me lose my mind laughing.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, it's so, it really is funny, but I can't really see it being social media because it's like, where's the social aspect?
Exactly. So I think there is some, like there's some live videos and
that's
then you
true.
Can connect with people that way. But I think on TikTok though, again, the good is the laughter, it's the funny things and you're watching stuff. The bad is, and ugly is spending way too much time where it consumes your life, and that is like just huge when you think about that some people are just wasting so much time of their lives just watching other people do videos. I mean, I've gotten on it, and I can be on it for, you know, if I'm not doing anything on a Saturday night and I am in my bed with my wife and we're looking at these funny videos, we looked at them for like 30 minutes, but after 30 minutes, it's like, okay, I'm done. But some of those videos are hilarious, and so they're great. And it's true, you know, when you love certain videos, then the algorithm will kind of send you those same kind of videos. But then there's bad and ugly stuff, right? There's some nasty stuff on TikTok. There's some videos that are just straight up cuss words and stuff like that.
There are straight up cuss words.
Cussing up in there.
Those videos are straight up cuss words, man.
Yep. And so we got to get, you know, you can't, those kind of things are just bad and ugly. And I've seen other stuff that's kind of messed up. But you can scroll out of it. Obviously, it comes on and you just, you know, bam. Get
but also, TikTok has another side where people are very wise. Say very wise
right.
things.
Yes, there's some people there that have some, there's some spiritual stuff that is really good stuff as well.
The app, it's interesting because the app is so, I guess you could say it's so versatile. Because unlike Vine, where Vine was like, you expect things that are just funny, right? Mm-hmm. Again, depending on what you like, it depends on what shows up. If you like a bunch of poetry, like I had a friend who loved the poetry TikTok videos, mm-hmm. right? If you have a bunch of poetry TikTok videos that you're liking, your TikTok, your feed right. will be essentially a poetry app, a right. poetry video app.
Exactly. But in everything, life, social media, there's the good, there's the bad, the ugly. Why do you do the things you do? Consider that before you post.
Yes.
And I think that will be a healthy way of looking at things. And don't waste so much time doing things. I will say this. People that go on like social media fast or whatever, I know of people that have actually gotten away from their smartphone completely now use the old flip phones from back in the day because they don't want Facebook or any social media or whatever because they say that they spent so many hours on it that they would get away from family, get away from God, it would just consume so much of their life. So if you are being consumed by social media, that's bad and ugly. So you got to do what you got to do because there's a lot more important things out there than just looking at cute posts and funny posts and wasting your time away.
Yes.
Time is very valuable. Don't lose it on this because that is bad and ugly.
You're so right, Dad. You're so right.
Well, I hope that helped you as you guys deal with social media in your life.
Deal with it. Deal with social media.
Deal with
it. Yeah. You know, Dad, I'm glad you talked about this.
Okay. I'm glad too.
I'm glad you talked about social media. Hopefully, you've just changed some lives.
Maybe. Who knows? If you did, comment. Let us know.
Comment, rate, subscribe. Subscribe. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast.
That's right. And remember,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye.
Bye.